On the first day of practice for the Wildcats co-ed team tennis squad on Monday, head tennis coach Tony Martinez finds himself in need of some young ladies for the team. And I talked with Coach Martinez.
We were rocking and rolling this Monday morning at 7 o'clock starting this morning.
All right. What are you up to today?
Right now, getting some of the kids back up on the court, but getting them back in condition. We started off the first hour or so with a lot of running and agility drills and push-ups and crunches and sprints, and mainly just to see who was in shape and who wasn't in shape and who stayed, who kept working out throughout the summer.
Will there be some tough decisions to make concerning varsity players and JV players? Who makes the cut there?
There is. It's going to be tough on the boys' side. I have five freshmen I brought into the varsity class, and it's going to be tough because they're hungry, they're ready for it. And the thing I'm battling with some of the upperclassmen, a lot of them have jobs now, they have cars, they have responsibilities, and it's hard for them to get more, focus onto the tennis. They've got other outside means that are distractions a little bit, so that's what I'm kind of battling. But like I said, I have a great number of freshmen that are here to step up and push these guys. So a lot of them don't really want to lose their place to a freshman, so that also helps too.
Yeah. What kind of team are you hoping to have this year? How does it look, people coming back and all that?
Well, the sad part is I was looking at having a really good team, but over the summer I've had quite a few of the girls drop out. I am down to just three girls in the tennis program, where I need seven. I mean, this is the sad news, to report. But, you can have to face it one day. Every time I get up in the morning, I just have three girls on the team. And so I'm going to beat the bushes here, hopefully the next couple of weeks, talking to some of the softball, volleyball, basketball coaches, to hopefully some of the girls, any girls in the athletic program. Maybe they're not starters in those other programs, but want to be still work there, but I'd be willing to share if I can pick up some girls. Has anybody had any past history playing tennis or any past history playing any sport, that are willing to maybe give tennis a shot, to learn a lifetime sport type of deal? So I am in the need of some girl players, and if not, we'll just have to play through the adversity of playing, what we have. And what I told the kids this morning is, it's not having the quantity of kids, it's the quality of kids. And right now, the kids I have right here are quality, players here. And that's all I'm trying to achieve here, is having quality players. And so they understood that too. So knowing that we have to step into every district match already down 4-0, we already have to give up four matches before we even get on the court, we're already down because we lose those three girls singles and a girls doubles that I don't have. So that's going to be the tough part. For the guys, our strength is good. Our strength, and we'll compete with every team, throughout the district. We're there. We have juniors, a strong team of juniors, and a strong team of freshmen. So we should be there in the competition-wise with the boys' side.
KSST Sports.